Plagueis swung to the navicomputer as concussions rocked the ship. He had placed one hand on the device's keyboard when the sky seemed to give birth to a sphere of blinding light. Following a moment of absolute stillness, a cascade of infernal energy descended on what remained of the fort, and concentric rings of explosive power radiated outward, leveling everything within a 20-kilometer radius from ground zero. The infiltrator was lifted like a bird caught in a thermal, and for a moment, all its systems failed. Plagueis sat in enraged disbelief. Somehow, Varuna and his cohorts, Gardela, Black Sun, and the Bandogora, had gotten their hands on a proscribed nuclear device. None of the Sun Guards could have survived the blast. But then, they didn't deserve to. Nuclear weapons were scarce, and the Achane had obviously neglected to check with the few black market suppliers that had access to them. A pillar of roiling fire and smoke was clawing into the sky, fanning out in the thinning atmosphere to become a mushroom-shaped cloud. The Greel forests were blackened wastelands. The fort was slagged and turned to glass. Deeply moved, Plagueis realized that he hadn't experienced such powerful emotions since he had bid goodbye to Magito so many decades earlier and placed himself in the care of Darth Tenebris. Adhering to course, the infiltrator rose out of the turmoil. Stars winked into visibility, and the fleet ship was suddenly free of the moon's gravity and pulled into the powerful embrace of Sojourn's parent. No sooner had it entered the planet's night side than the comm board issued an urgent tone.
Magister Damask, we find no trace of your ship on any of our scanners, but we trust that you're out there somewhere.
Plagueis disabled the ship's cloaking device and swiveled to the board.
Star Jewel, this is Damask. Your scanners should be able to find us now.
Affirmative, Magister Damask. You are clear to proceed to Docking Bay 4.
A space cruiser of gargantuan size and ostentatious design could be seen hanging in the middle distance. Shaped like an arrowhead, the vessel was heavily armed and large enough to accommodate half a dozen starfighters. While Plagueis was maneuvering toward it, the comm board's enunciators were rattled by a resonant laugh.
I hope to persuade you one day to share the secret of your invisible ship, Magister Damask.
I appreciate your punctuality, Jabba Desilogic Tiur, as I do the advance intelligence that allowed me to avoid being atomized.
Thus our lasting partnership solidified, Magister. What is our destination?
Coruscant, but I've one more favor to ask before we arrive.
Simply state it and it will be done.
Then arrange for communications with Naboo. King Varuna needs to be informed of what he has brought down on himself and his confederates.
Jabba guffawed again.
It will be my pleasure.